Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Angela Hooper, Associate Deputy Administrator of the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service Cotton and Tobacco Program. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The way the traditional method for futures classification works is we changed it 2 years ago where when a certificator sends us a sample to be delivered on the futures market for a certificated class, we will reclass that sample, and what we do is we take that data and compare it back to the Form 1 data that we originally assigned to that bale of cotton. If those two readings are within a set tolerance, we will average the two, and then that average becomes the grade for that futures classification.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Since we were already using the Smith Doxy data as part of the data that we're outturning for futures classing, the industry asked for bales that met a particular criteria, one that they affectionately started referring to as the sweet spot. So it had to be, you know, premium, micronair, strength, length, etc. If the bales met that criteria and have been classed by us within the last 180 days or 6 months, then instead of going through the process of recutting a sample and having us reclassify it, allow them to use that data and just transfer it or assign it to the futures classification, that warehouse code and bale number.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So the ultimate objective was to improve the flow of cotton into the market, specifically for the futures market, and then also it would be more efficient for both them and us.